Welcome to our Pretty Little Liars After Show. Tonight, we're talking about the second to the last episode, Season 7, Episode 19, Farewell, My Lovely. See you in a sec.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. And I'll show you that I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Wow, only one more time of doing that dance.
And I know, like, that was, like, really out there. Yeah, like, Dakota's voice got, like, husky at, like, one point. It was, like, really, like, giving us some undertones.
I was like,
there.
I'm into this. I'm going to just contribute a little bit.
We're finally going to get it. The final episode, guys. We're going to do this. But welcome to our after show. Of course, as I mentioned, we're talking about Farewell, My Lovely. It's the second to the last episode of this crazy series, and there's so much to get into. But before we do that, I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me all over Twitter, Instagram, everywhere on social media at Stephanie Wanger.
I'm Kristen Strange, and you can find me everywhere at Kristen_Strange.
What's up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And me and Dakota will be working the live chat tonight, so keep on chatting, guys.
Yeah, and we're gonna definitely use some theories from that as well as we talk about this episode. But I want to talk about the big reveal of the episode. It was teased so much, and I felt like it lived up to it, because there was a moment where I wasn't sure where it was gonna go. But Charlotte's death, we learn, ooh, Kristen's not in
her face.
I wasn't fulfilled.
You were not fulfilled.
I wasn't fulfilled.
I was fulfilled.
All right.
I was like, oh, it was just Mona? Well, I've been waiting for
Sam,
so long.
I kept on thinking, I was thinking this, and I'm really pissed I didn't say it enough so I could be right tonight. But in my brain, it makes the most sense. I didn't want her to be AD, and I knew that she wasn't.
No, yeah.
So, but
I guess
she's
if
involved.
She had to be something, then this is what I want her to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I felt like if it was Mona, this is the way that I would have expected it to happen. Like, she was being awful to Charlotte, but I don't think she obviously didn't mean for her to die.
Right.
I mean, that was like a
it
step
was an
beyond.
Accident.
It was an accident.
Wait, she wasn't being awful to Charlotte. Charlotte deserved it.
She did. I think it's awful to try and kill somebody under any circumstance.
I was
so that's probably where you're coming from.
Threatening death to me is awful, kind
but
of regardless of circumstance.
She did have, like, reason to threaten. And it was clear, I guess, that she wasn't ever going to go through with it.
Well,
so that's kind of why it wasn't, like, awful, awful. It was like, I'm just threatening you.
I just think it's because Charlotte, in that flashback, verified to us that she was going to get back in the game hard. And Mona said, you're not going to do this to any of us ever, ever again. So it made me... It's not as though she got better like we had thought.
Right.
Yeah, and she really was... It was so sad because, like, she has always stood up for the girls. I know that she terrorized them for a long time, and she tried to run Hannah over with a car. So, I mean, you can't really, you know, like, forgive that. But, I mean, the reason she was like, you know what, you cannot keep torturing my friends. Like, she was calling them my friends, and, like, she really seemed to care and everything. And so seeing that Hannah was the one who kind of asked Mona to come back into the game and kind of, like, be like, hey, I need your help. She was really the one who contributed to her meltdown and of her going crazy and having these split personalities and kind of going back to nerdy Mona.
I know that last week we talked about having a redemption story for Mona, and tonight it did not feel like a redemption story. It felt much more like a backslide.
Yeah.
Like, that it was her falling back into these old
patterns.
And
it's like we don't have a whole lot of time anymore for her to get better.
Yeah.
And have that story. So
hard to watch.
Yeah, that's kind of sucks.
I think her intentions on trying to confront Charlotte and be like, you know, like, hey, I really, like, you cannot mess with my friends anymore. Like, that was redeeming. But then the fact that, like, she went a little far and then things got heated and then she accidentally killed her, I guess.
I think I'm the only person here that thinks it was awesome.
you mean the death scene or the, like,
well,
that she did?
But all of it. It was, because the thing is that Mona didn't plan to kill her, which is good, showing that she still had humanity
in her. Involuntary manslaughter.
But at the same time, if you're going to involuntary manslaughter somebody, it's someone that's saying, I am going to torture you and all of your friends all over again, and last time is going to seem like nothing.
But, I mean, the fact that she was like, hey, like kind of driving her to, no pun intended, with a screwdriver, but she was trying to like drive her to suicide saying, jump. So, I mean, that's kind of really dark. I mean, you can't really... I mean, no matter what someone does, it's like something to try to drive someone to suicide. I mean, that level of bullying is suicide. Never
okay. Yeah, right. Obviously, that's not something.
Yeah, that... I mean, that girl just got like 20 years in prison for
texting her boyfriend
to kill himself. So, it's obviously
someone
not good.
On Twitter actually just said Jen 8. There's too many numbers. Sorry, Jen. who pushed Cece though?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there is. I'm assuming Cece was dead for a little bit and Mona left. There's still something that we got cut out of this episode.
So I would have imagined that, I'm imagining that whoever's AD would have, like...
Yes.
Either that, done a little tosseroo, or maybe Charlotte, like, woke up and realized how awful she was and then just jumped herself.
No, Dakota, you are so naive.
I don't know. Never. I mean, you don't think so?
No, I mean...
You don't think she woke up from her little nap and was like, oh, shoot, I need to just jump.
No, I'm assuming Mona got scared, left, and then we don't know the next chapter of what happened with it.
I just feel like for Mona being so unstable already, like accidentally killing somebody, that's gotta, I mean, obviously she's gonna be unstable now. Like,
you guys,
she accidentally killed somebody.
Cece
gave her
rat poison or whatever it was, threw her in a trunk, so drugged, Mona was so drugged, her eyes were bloodshot and open.
I don't think that, like, I don't think that she was, like, not, I don't know, but you never want to involuntarily kill somebody, no matter what they do to you, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the law doesn't
No matter
really...
what they do to you, if they throw you in a trunk and give you poison and throw
don't
you...
Don't get on Sam's
that they're gonna,
bad
like...
side. I'm sorry. Don't get on Sam's
I'm
bad
sorry.
Side.
I'm sorry, I'm just being honest and human. I
feel like I would never want to involuntarily kill somebody despite whatever they've done to me.
But the thing
because
is...
I don't believe in, like, an eye for an eye thing.
No, so. I don't either, but I get it. I just understood where she was coming from.
And not
from.
Only that, but, like, a lot of times the law is supposed to work all this out. They're obviously not doing the best of job.
Yeah. Right.
So they feel like they have to take it into their own hands. But at the same time, I stay at your house sometimes, so if I ever piss you off, I'm going to expect you to be with a knife over my bed.
Be careful. Sleep with a taser.
I'll see Samuel.
But I want to talk about, we get kind of the flash forward back to present day of Mona mistaking Hannah for Charlotte.
Yeah.
And what was going on there?
I don't know. She was delusional.
She was crazy.
Yeah, she had lost it at that point. She was totaled back to, like, Mona, like, like techie. Like, like, and she's like, I'm not going to let this happen again. She grabbed her and was going to throw Hannah out the window. I literally was like, no. Like, I, like, said it out loud, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Like,
so for me, that was the regression. That specifically. Yeah. I was not super pleased with that because I want to think that Mona's grown stronger.
Yeah.
And she just, and that Hannah didn't have a part in doing what she did to her, but she did.
And what I'm so confused about, too, is, like, didn't they put Mona on, like, medication when she got out of Radley? Like,
maybe she stopped taking it when she saw the game.
Yeah,
she
maybe.
Stopped. She's like, I ain't gonna take it no more. Gokai Green says, can you give us a shout out? What is up, guys? We see you in the YouTube chat as well. You guys are awesome. Steven saying that I think either AD is Melissa or Rin at this point. Marlene has said that Rin is a part of the big twist, or he works for the true AD. And we see in the little trailer for next week that he shoots a gun.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
My bad. we had some technical issues.
We missed that.
but we will definitely make sure to have all
but,
of that.
Okay, for me, I feel like that would be a letdown, given that we've seen Ren once this season, and he, like, said two words. Like, why? What have you been doing, Ren? Like, where?
Well, I mean, I think working on all of this would be the answer to that question.
I just want it to be really good.
I guess I
have to trust the process.
Are you? You're not thinking though that it's Ren at this point.
I'm hoping it's not.
I would be fulfilled. I would like that. I would like that.
And I will just say, Kayla M. just tweeted at me and said, I loved the Mona reveal. Charlotte put her through so much, and now she got her justice on accident. Whoops.
Yeah, whoopsie daisy. Like, that was...
Shame there weren't daisies on her head
I know.
Body. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I was like, going to make a joke, and I'm like, no, they weren't daisies.
What do purple flowers represent? Roses, because I know yellow represents friendship, red is love, and I'm not sure what purple is, but I bet you that's something
think,
real
interesting. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think purple roses are very common.
It usually means honor or justice.
Yeah, justice! Like, yeah, you're right. Like,
there you
and
go.
And that totally makes Boom. Sense.
I knew, okay.
Because it's like justice.
You guys, working together.
High five.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see, like, with this Mona regression, to go back to that, where that leaves us for this final episode. Feels like at this point she has a long way to go to being part of this team.
Hopefully we'll see her, like, a few years from now and she'll, like, have gotten better and started taking her medication again.
Well, the thing is, there's been a lot of theories that Mona is not going to make it through by the finale.
I would also like that.
Oh, ouch. So no, dark, Kristen.
I know. And I feel like, but like if she dies for a good cause, like I'm really into that. But also, I feel, because, you know, have you guys been reading all the articles about, like, possible spinoffs?
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's a thing.
Okay,
yes, it is a thing.
If Mona were to live, I think that they would definitely be saying, oh, she's totally a possibility for a spinoff. And no one's mentioned her. Like, no one from their side has mentioned her. So I have a feeling that she's not living because, like, she would totally be, like, a really good spinoff potential.
Yeah, she would be
They're talking
great.
About Allie. Like, well, spinoff on Allie's character.
What you just said, Kristen, is that maybe we'll see her in a few years and she'll
That's
be okay. True. The thing is that we did at the beginning of 7.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be better. And it makes me actually want to rewatch those episodes because she killed Charlotte, so...
I think one of the most heartbreaking things to me was in Mona's explanation tonight. She's like, well, you got, I think Hannah says, like, we shouldn't have brought you back into the game. And then Mona's like, no, I felt like I was a part of something. You needed me. And I think that's the basis of what Mona has always been, is that she wants to feel needed and being
wanted.
A part of this group. And that's heartbreaking.
So sad.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm rewatching the series, and I was on season 1, episode 1, where... You know, she was this little girl, like, running after Allison and Arya, like, hey, wait up, Allison. And, like, you know, she's constantly
Your
being let down.
Your heart just breaks for her at that
They
point.
Drove her to this.
Yeah. And that's what's so, like, crazy is, like, the... I mean, obviously, all bullying isn't, like, this, like, big. But, like, the extent that bullying can take on somebody, this is definitely, like, dramatized.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it can really screw with someone.
Well, I mean...
So don't do it.
It's also sad that... that she's really never gotten past high school. Like, it feels still for her that being in this social circle, and hopefully most of us move past those high school dramatic moments, and, like, it's okay that you weren't in the popular crowd or whatever your thing was in high school, weren't on whatever team, and you move past it. Yeah. And for her, it still feels like it's so paramount. Like...
Well, I feel, at least I can speak personally, and it's something that maybe a lot of people don't want to admit, but it's true, is that there is something inside of everybody, something sad that happened to them when they were high school, middle school. They might carry it around with them a little bit, even if they don't even realize that they are. Yeah, Mona's taking it to a whole other level. She is mentally ill.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I mean, that's totally fair. I agree. You do have those memories. But before we go down our own personal high school journey here.
So in my time. No,
I want to get back to the show. But before we do, we love hearing your theories. You have one more week. Let us know what you're thinking. Rate, comment on YouTube, iTunes. We read them all. Of course, tweet at us. This is the week. We want to hear from you. We'll be doing our finale show next week. So please tune into that as well. We'll have a whole rundown. I've been doing this show since season 3, so it's a big deal for me to end it, and I'm sure it is for all of you as well. So please watch. Let's talk about Dunhill's body in the back of Arya's car.
So gross.
He was there, then he wasn't. He was there, then he wasn't.
And Arya kept on talking to him, which was alarming in itself.
That was
we were all like,
weird.
Why is she talking to him? Why is she talking to him?
That
and why
weird.
Was she hearing things?
Because the body was moving every time she stopped the car, I think. It was like, blum, blum. So you had something in the trunk.
So it wasn't clear that she was stopping. Because I was like...
I guess as the car moves, it's going to be like...
I guess.
I thought she was, like, totally, like, crazy at that point. I was thinking...
That's what I was thinking, too.
She's lost it. And she did, in a sense, because she was like, I'm going to the police station right now.
I think that for her, too, it was just kind of like, this will make it over. Yes, she was going to go to jail, but, like, at least it's over, because I feel like almost sometimes, like, where they've gotten to the point where they've gotten, like, sitting in jail is actually going to be relief from what they're going through, like, outside. Because they're, like, living in their own personal hell. Well, and it's, like, no one can... Well, people can screw with them, but, like, in a different way.
Unless they have to share a cell with AD, that would suck.
Let's see. Beat 3 Airspace in the chat said Mary took the body.
You think so?
Well, that's Mary in the chat does. Mary's coming back from the grave, you know, apparently.
That's true.
And by Mary, I mean... Or no, Mary Drake isn't dead yet.
Yeah. Jessica's dead.
Yeah. So confusing.
But with Dunhill, so this body's in the back. Arya is freaked out, but not too freaked out. I have to say, she was like, well, that's not our biggest problem. And I was like, I feel like having a dead body in the back of your
car. Number one.
Yeah, like, that's, like, top of the list for me.
Exactly. That's kind of a big deal.
I loved how Ezra was, like, super, like, on protective mode this episode. He was like, I'm ready. And I also thought it was weird. I said to them when we were watching, like, how when he was talking to the whole room, you know, like, you guys, how could you guys do this to her? You just cut her out. I'm like... Isn't it so weird to think, like, they were all his students, like, not that long ago?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what, it's 6 years.
I know, but I don't hang out with any of my old teachers.
I mean, you're not engaged to your old teacher either.
No, I'm not. Well, they didn't really have a hot one.
What I was super confused about this episode, though, was that, A, why did, you forgot to bring my mug.
Have it in the car.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Okay, I have an A mug that is coming my way.
Yes. But,
so I think that the fact that Ezra with Arya picked up Emily and Spencer with the dead body in the back, that was very confusing. What and did they know where the body was being taken? And then Arya didn't share the deets that they said, where's the body? And she knew, again, she's lying.
Yeah. And we were also like, so wait, they picked up Emily and Allison, so they're just leaving the rest of them? Because Ezra goes, yeah, let's go pick up everyone and then, like, get out of town. But
so the DUI checkpoint made them go back, which you can just drive away from, apparently.
No. Like, if you drive away from a DUI checkpoint...
You don't drive away.
That's you are going to get chased by the cops. You just can't change your mind and get back out.
You can't just, like...
This is literally the conversation we had while watching. We're just like, what? Because DUI checkpoints happen all the time here in LA, and so you cannot just drive away from them. But that is, again, Pretty Little Liars world versus reality.
I mean, Rosewood Police don't do that great of a job anyway, so, like...
And it's never set up... Like, with cones. If you're at a checkpoint, it's set up somewhere where there's a barrier. You literally can't turn around.
Ezra's like, I'm just going to bust a bee right here and get the heck out.
But I did love that they were all so protective. You saw Allison being really concerned about the baby, and then consequently Emily being concerned about her. It was all, like, and everybody's, like...
And the whole scene between Caleb and Spencer, when he tells them that she's married, that was like...
That was awkward.
Yeah.
And she said something like, and don't you ever forget it, because I won't. Like, them being together.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. I'm like, please don't kiss.
Well... And who said? Was it you that said? Is that the twin? Or
No, I am free all the time. I can't talk.
Yeah.
Stop talking about the twin, and now I'm questioning myself, and I'll be really upset if I was wrong.
We were all on board with it.
We've all jumped on the bandwagon. So, like, all the fans can tweet at us if we're wrong next week.
Because we will fully admit.
Yeah, we've wrong. All jumped
and
on this
bandwagon.
But we're still there.
Yeah.
But if we are wrong, it's Sam's fault.
Okay, I do want to say William Gist in the chat. Oh, go back up. Okay, says, I bet the show will end with Addison and her group of liars getting A messages, or that will probably be the spinoff.
Yeah, that's kind of not easy, but...
It's predictable. Yeah. And I honestly don't... If they want, like, people to continue on this, like, journey with them and watch a spinoff, they need to stick with at least, like, one person from this series. That's not Addison, who none of us like anyways.
Well, be Allie popping out that baby and it being a little devil like she was.
Oh, my gosh.
And and even if it was Addison, like, I don't want to watch the same story again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch another group deal with
it. Or what if they got a text from B?
Just like, we're going to go through the alphabet for all of time.
In a thousand years, it'll be Z.
I remember when I used to watch A.
That would have been the funniest thing ever if in this series, every season, there was like A started the series and we're like B, C, be every season, and we're, you know, well, moving it along.
Of funny, we, as we were watching the episode, we go, when did this turn into a comedy? Some of these scenes, they were snarky, funny.
So many one-liners tonight from characters. I think we said
we were cracking up.
Yeah, like Hannah, and really great timing from the actors tonight. I felt like they had like really good comedic timing, which you don't always see on this show. Yeah.
Hannah's the only one I think that has it.
Yeah. You know, and I loved how, like, Caleb just, like, went right on in and sat down with Mona and, like, talked to her and everything when before they escaped. I thought, wow, like, what if Caleb had more to do with this than we thought? And then whenever he, like, got Spencer down in, like, that hallway or whatever, I thought he was going to shank her or something.
I did, too. I was totally thinking that.
But if he knew it was the twin, maybe that's why he shanked her. But he didn't shank her, so it didn't happen. That's fan fiction right there.
Yeah, I was thinking that in my mind. I'm like, ooh, what if that happened?
I was thinking that because when they were like, where did he go? I was like, he's in on it. He's part of this. I don't know how he's in on it.
I mean, it could make sense because he helps cover things up to be like, oh, I'll help you cover things up, but maybe he's AD
tracking,
covering
The police scanners, and he's tracking like everything, so he knows.
And he's a tech genius, so
he
knows more
than anybody else.
And you know, like we said last week, everybody knows Hannah would have wanted a big, beautiful wedding, but he did what he did for a reason, which was that they can't testify against each other, which he mentioned. But also, this episode made me really think that he...
Was it for her or for him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of people in the chat are saying that they think Melissa is going to be AD at Gokai, and then also Fantasy Stats Guru... basically saying that AD might be Melissa just because, like, Spencer was who killed Ian. But, I mean, Ian was evil, you know, back in the day. So, I don't know.
Well, and also...
They have killed so many people. How are they not in jail, really?
When we're talking about suspects, I had somebody tweet at me this week, and I thought this was really interesting. We haven't seen Arya's brother in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be
Cody Christian.
Cody, who's been here at AfterBuzz. That would be another interesting one.
Well,
for sure.
Actually, I copy and pasted something from the chat a few minutes ago that Jasmine Jones said. Mike being AD is that he's getting back at Arya because she never liked that her brother was dating Mona and how he was helping Mona with the blood thing she had going on in the money situation. I don't think that's exactly why he would be doing it, but I think that the mental illness connection that they talked about with Arya and Mike's uncle, right?
Yeah.
Is something there. And then Aunt Carol, too.
We've never met Aunt Carol.
No, and then that's Allison's family, but they brought her up again.
Yeah, I guess the body was laid out by Charles's grave.
So that would have been Jessica and Mary's sister, right?
Yeah, but I always kind of thought Aunt Carol was a euphemism for Mary because Jessica doesn't want anyone to think that Mary existed.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to jump into Mary's confession here in a second, but I want to give you all a minute to think about. I want to get a top suspect before next week. So if you have one, we'll do that before our news and predictions. But let's talk about Mary Drake. So she confesses to killing Dunhill. Clearly... not true. Not true. And this kind of lets the girls go free. Yeah. But they seem really hesitant. Like,
I know, and it's like, girls, you literally can get the heck out right now. Well, do you believe them? Do you believe her? Get out.
I'm like, why are you making her question her decisions? She's telling you to go,
and
so
then,
go.
Like, Tanner was just so like, well, all right, have a good life. And I'm like, Tanner was so like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
It's like they were saying like, hey, we did it. And she's like, well, I can't prove it. So we did it. I just can't prove it.
Yeah, see, have a good day.
Go on.
Whereas before, Tanner, she came back, was it last week or the week
before? Last week.
Yeah. And she just wanted to pin them on something. So something did happen between Tanner and perhaps Mary Drake or somebody else that made her let them go. And it made me a lot more suspicious of Tanner and her connection to all... I feel like we're just reaching out everywhere at this point.
I was going to say, like, I feel like if it all goes back to the police department... And then you start to get into something really dark, which is, like, is Toby involved? Like,
yes.
It gets really, like, into this really dark space if you're starting to point fingers at the police.
I hope that one person that we really love and know is involved, because that would shock
me
us
too,
all.
Me too, yeah.
Toby.
I really don't think so.
That's what I want for my fulfillment. I just want a shock.
You want your heart to be shattered everywhere.
Exactly.
I want something monumental. Like, give me something.
I want to be, like, really gutted about it.
I want to be like
Well, I think I want someone that we like know well and that we've seen throughout the series to be involved, but I also want the explanation of why and how.
Oh yeah, we're like, gonna get it too. I know.
Like I just want, like, if I've seen you through most of these episodes, let's say you're somebody that we've frequently seen, how did you accomplish this, like,
and why?
Yeah,
like, what was your reasoning?
So a fantasy stats guru in the chat said that Tanner figured out Dunhill was a self-defense and decided that she would let the girls pass. The thing is, I felt as though she's known that.
Yeah, because she can't have, knowing what he did to Allie, she can't have possibly been like, well, he didn't deserve it at all. Like, obviously, I guess she could.
Well, I mean, there was a conversation between, oh God, now I'm blanking on the cop's name that Spencer had sex with.
Oh, Detective Fury.
Yes, and she said, don't you just, why can't you let this go? Because we're trying to do the right thing.
And he said, I can't do it.
And he goes, there's a difference between the law and what's right.
He was like, I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
She did have sex with him. Sorry, I said it, but
I know. I just love how, like, just that, you know, that cop. She also had sex with two cops. She had sex with Toby.
So, yeah.
She's really into the cops.
I mean,
I'm just sad that we are not going to get them back together, because maybe that's why they've kind of broken them apart, and like they also
been with the twin.
Well, maybe that, or maybe like this whole, they had like a little hookup or whatever. But I don't know if they're going to be in game, because
they had a hookup, or did they?
Right, but I don't know if they're going to be in game, because everyone else seems to kind of be with the people they want to be. For next week being our last episode, I do not see Spoby being like solid.
And I think that that's actually best for Spencer.
I think that also might be a clue of who the AD is. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, as I was thinking about this and we're talking about the police, it really wouldn't surprise me, because week after week on the show, I feel like more than any other comment that we've made on the course of this podcast has been how awful the Rosewood Police Department has been.
Like, the past, like, 5 seasons.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like I've said that hundreds of times on this podcast.
Yeah.
And so I start to wonder...
Think about Holden.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, the involvement in the police, like, now I'm starting to wonder, like, could it be something that they're involved to some degree?
And Garrett?
Yeah, I would enjoy that very much, just because rewatching this, it would
make so much
sense. It would make so much more sense now. Instead,
like, why the police were so dumb.
Like, you wouldn't just be like, why are you, like, so inadequate at your
I know, but then I feel like a lot of people might be upset, because it's like they would be talking bad about the police force, and like people would be like, oh, everyone thinks that they're dumb, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, they also like took on the whole transgender thing, and people said bad things about that. And
they're going to do something, I think, very controversial for the last episode.
Yeah, it was controversial to say that, but...
Yeah, I think that there's just going to be a lot of twists and turns. From everything that I'm reading, like, you can expect a lot from this final episode next week.
go for it. Alicia Perez, Billie Jean Girl 18, tweeted at me with a meme of Charlotte.
Oh my God.
Saying that, I think Charlotte fell out of the tower. She got up. She was woozy. She fell.
Alicia.
And this is, you guys can't see this. This is the meme that they,
Will you retweet that for everyone?
Yes, I'm gonna retweet this right now for everybody.
Alicia, like, made me did laugh. Last week her reaction in, like, GIFs or whatever on Twitter, and they were, like, killing me. I was dying laughing.
Yeah, she's on point tonight, please.
I mean, amazing. So before we get into news and gossip, because we have some good news and gossip, we teased it last week, you both went to visit the Warner Brothers Museum, so we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But I want a top suspect.
Ooh.
And it could be...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Sam?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I think that Bethany Young is perhaps Spencer's twin, and her and Toby have been in cahoots, and those are my two top suspects.
I just thought of that. I was thinking, what if Spencer's twin and Toby were running off together, like, just doing crazy things like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I'd love that.
You know, I kind of want to be in the Toby gang as well.
We just turned on him real quick.
I know, sorry.
But also, I feel like Caleb's name still isn't cleared for me. And that doesn't mean I'm like, I just feel
but
like
Toby
maybe
and Caleb
option.
Have been friendly in the past, right?
Yeah.
Like, they've had...
They're like BFFs.
They've definitely...
Well, they went off to Toby's cabin for how many
like
weeks
fishing.
As he was grieving?
Yeah. I'm going to say that it's Toby or one of the siblings, meaning Melissa or...
And then there's Ren.
Yeah, but I mean, Melissa and Ren are kind of a package deal in my mind.
What if they
were
at AD?
Right.
Yeah. Did they get married, Melissa and Ren? Did they get married?
No.
Who did she marry?
Nobody.
She married someone in London. Some British guy?
Did she marry a guy?
Anybody.
I don't know.
And I will be super curious to see if our twin theory is correct. We've been promoting this all season, so let's see if it goes well for us. With that, let's jump into news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, last week, Warner Brothers Studio Lot Tours invited myself and Dakota and Becca Brown to go see the exhibit. Dakota couldn't come till the next day, or a couple days later, but I went on the first day, and Sasha Pierce and Shay Mitchell and Marlene King were all there. We all took a bunch of pictures. Me and Dakota did. Dakota, tell them who you went with.
Yes, I actually went with Kara Royster, who plays Yvonne. So we had so much fun. And Sam put together this nice little montage of both of our trips and the new PLL exhibit called Pretty Little Liars Made Here exhibit at the Warner Brothers tour in Hollywood.
It's part of the set, the stage tour, the studio tour is what I'm going.
Yeah.
And it's only going to be up until, I think, the end of August, middle of August-ish. Yeah.
So make sure you go check it out, guys. Yeah. It is so much fun. All the props, costumes.
Yeah, Warner Brothers lot, Burbank, it's their studio tour.
Oh my gosh, you see her yellow shirt.
I know, it's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Why do you smile like you?
That's A.
Me and the game.
Look at Dakota in the game. I think Dakota's A.
Yeah.
There's Shay with red coat and the Allison portrait. Those were all of the A's.
Oh, cool.
That was a fun
photo.
Oh,
cute. Oh, that's cool. Flashback.
It was so much fun.
Amazing. Yeah,
it was so fun, you guys.
It was a blast. You guys, if you get the chance, you've got to go. It was the best time ever, wasn't it?
It really was a lot of fun, and it made me very sad that the show's ending. And I wish they could keep that exhibit there forever. I don't understand why they
can't. I know. They had to kind of
eventually it'll be outdated.
Right. They actually had to take out some stuff that was, I think they took out a little bit of, Lego movie stuff and a little bit of the 2.5 Men stuff to kind of fit it in. Mm. So they're kind of putting it there in the meantime to give fans kind of a closure to be able to come and see all the props and A's lair and stuff. And then they're going to take it away. So it makes you guys want to go even more. So
And also the studio tour in general is so much fun. You get to go see a set on the Warner Brothers lot. It's a great time. So this is definitely a huge bonus for any Pretty Little Liars fan.
Yes.
And sorry, I just want to give a little bit of insight to what Marlene and Shay and Sasha said when, the press was all there. So they asked them, or Sasha and Shay, what their favorite pieces of, props were that they wish they could take home with them. And Sasha was standing in front of her huge portrait that was in the black and white episode and said, well, I kind of wanted to take it and put it in my home. Then I realized people would think I was extremely conceited.
Yeah.
So
I would have taken it anyway.
Decided not to. Also, Shay's Barbarella costume was also there. And
what is that, Barbarella?
Remember the Halloween episode. Yeah, exactly.
Episode. Yeah.
So they just talked about how much the props and everyone that worked in the prop department, how important they were in costume department.
Gosh, yeah, they had a big task.
Set dressing, all of that kind of stuff. It was crazy to see. And I was so excited to see all the little pieces. They were kind of all strung together and put in boxes and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's from this episode. That's from this episode. This is from 3 seasons later. It was just crazy.
After it's over, we should all go back together.
We should.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
This summer, and we will break it down for you guys. We'll do Periscope or something fun.
And then we'll go to our own version of Radley and have Bellinis. They're always
fun. Oh, I was a mental hospital? I hope not.
Right.
And then we'll all check ourselves into the Radley.
Right.
Because the show's over and we have nothing else to live for.
They're so upset. It's torn us apart.
Yes. Right. So with that, one more predictions.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, you're right. This is going to be our last time.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. This is our last prediction
this
ever.
This is the last predictions for Pretty Little Liars, guys.
And I don't even have anything good to say.
I don't either. And I literally feel like I want to cry right now.
Sam, do you have anything or do you...
I think that Mona is in a lot of danger. I still think that. And that Ezra and Arya will either not be able to end up together or they will elope in Tuscany.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because I don't think they're going to be able to make it out. I really do
think...
Oh,
I have a prediction about them.
I really think... Okay, I really do think that Toby might be working with Spencer's twin. And then also the last thing I want to say is, what if, like, Toby this entire time has thought that he was working with Spencer and that, like... You know, he's like, oh my gosh, I thought I was just working with you. I didn't know that you was a twin type of thing. Maybe that. And then also I'd like to say that I do think that AD will die because that's the only way that he or she is going to like be able to be no more. Otherwise, if they get locked up, they could break out. Good if point. They go to Radley, they could break out. Like this person probably will end up dying.
And one shout out to the chat. They're being very dark, but I just want to say it in case it's true. They think that Ren might kill Ezra. Whoa. Ezra's gonna die in some way. I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Ivan Soto in the chat says, hashtag Ezra is a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, I have always been such a huge fan of Arya and Ezra that would break my heart. But
me too.
I'm hoping for them to figure out their issues. Like, I understand in real life that they wouldn't be together, but I'm hoping that for an end game that's pretty happy for them. And then I think that it's going to be really interesting to see who AD is. This has been teased for so long, and I think we'll get it earlier in the episode than we expect.
Because we all thought that we were going to get it, like,
I thought we were going to get it at the end, too. When they were driving off, I was like, oh, they're going to turn around. But they didn't. But I think, for sure, because of, like, interviews that I've read, too, I feel like the very last episode with them all together is going to be at Arya and Ezra's wedding. Like, I feel like that's going to be, like, all
four. I wouldn't be fulfilled. I'm like, do we really need another wedding?
But because, the reason I think that is because I know that they filmed the last scene in the last episode on the last day. And I know that for pictures, they had to cover Arya, mm-hmm. only Arya, up. And, like, why else would they have to cover
And there was
her
a
up?
Little bit of white sticking out from that picture
yeah.
at times.
So I think it's because, like, their whole, like, they're probably, like, going to her wedding and then, like, all departing to, like, do their separate things. Like, Allison and Emily are going to go somewhere and, like, have their baby and, you know, whatever. Anyone else
I think gonna... my biggest hope for all of them, other than figuring out who AD is to get out of Rosewood. I think it's time.
Yeah.
Like, they've
Well,
all...
they did, and then they came back.
Yeah,
they
just,
like, go for
I think
good.
I think it's time to move on from this place. Like, I think that that's kind of the story that I want at this point.
I'm not ready.
One thing I want to say, Olivia Shields says, was A going to Rosewood or leaving? And it was interesting, in the very end, he grabbed his little Ziploc baggie of their little figurines from the game, mm-hmm. and he or she was driving off into the sunset like she or he was leaving Rosewood. So I'm like, you yeah. better come back and face the
we
music.
All thought yeah. it, when we were watching that it was a girl. Maybe other people felt differently, but we
and
were...
feminine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to judge, though.
I feel like no. girls... Yeah. I don't know. I understood the way she moved the wheel. Yeah.
It felt familiar to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I felt like I was gripping the wheel myself.
I'm very excited to see where this goes next week, and sad that we are wrapping up our Pretty Little Liars journey here, but until then, you can tweet AfterBuzz, AfterBuzzTV, and you can find me at Stephanie Wenger all over the internet.
You can find me at Kristen_Strange basically everywhere.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter, and Instagram at samd43.
And we'll see you all next week for the finale of Pretty Little Liars.
Bye.
We're all going to cry.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.